Bailey, describe yourself.
A cute button nose, thick wavy locks, top round buttocks.
Welcome to TBT, a movie podcast where we relive our childhoods through movies. I'm Olivia.
And I'm Miranda.
And I'm Bailey.
Yes. Okay, so we have Bailey with us again. And so, what?
The enthusiasm.
And I'm Bailey.
I'm excited, okay.
Bailey is excited because Bailey really loved Shrek. And if there's anything that Bailey loves more than Shrek, it's Shrek 2.
That's fair.
So true. Like, Shrek 2, it's so much better.
It is, yeah. So we're going to talk to Bailey all about Shrek and Shrek 2. But first of all, Bailey, I meant to ask you this last time, but I kind of forgot because we were just busy and I was hungry and everything was just like
you
moving
had just
so quickly.
Eaten.
No, I know, but I wanted to eat more. Bailey. So Bailey, what's your like origin story with Shrek? Like, when did you first realize that you were into Shrek?
Because it's a weird thing to be into. If I do
it's
say so myself.
I wouldn't
weird.
Say it's weird to be into, but...
For
I
a girl
as a...
your age, I feel like it's weird.
No, okay, yeah. Well, and then okay. I have another question about the memes. But first of all, why?
Okay, well, I remember in like elementary school when I would stay home from school, I'd always watch them in reverse chronological order.
It's a good way to do it.
How many were out at that point?
4.
Okay.
We had 3 on DVD though, so I think I would start with 3 and then do 2 and then 1, and that was like I'd be ready to sleep at the end of 1.
Yeah, 4 I wouldn't probably own on DVD.
Yeah,
but
I
like
don't think we purchased
3 and
that
2
one.
Would be our solid watches, and then
exactly.
You definitely
that's
need
why
to be
I would start with 3, 2, 1.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
sure.
do 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that's definitely the way to go.
So. Okay. And then I have another question. Like, was there ever a lull in your love for Shrek? Like. Was there
did he ever do something to you that made you...
Show us on the doll where Shrek touched you.
Oh my god. Okay, like, the closest I ever got to like rejecting...
No, it has a reason.
Okay.
The closest I ever got to not liking Shrek was in like 7th grade when someone showed me the Shrek is Love, Shrek is Life.
Okay.
And that was fairly terrifying for me. I did not need to think of Shrek in that way.
But you do now.
But
so
I do.
Really...
I try to just overlook that.
Okay, but like, have you ever dressed up as a Shrek character for Halloween?
No.
Oh, damn it. That'd be so great.
I would want to see
I
that.
Wanted
those,
to be,
that picture
I was...
would be in the show notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I had.
That would be the header for our website.
Okay, stop.
It's never too late. I mean, I still dress up for Halloween. Maybe it'll be this year.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah,
poorly.
She's still in college. Of
poorly.
Course
yeah, of course. You could be like a
slutty
Fiona.
Slutty Lord Farquaad.
Do you mean yeah. Fiona? Do you mean Lord Farquaad?
Slutty Fiona. Or you could be like Slutty Donkey with another person.
Ooh, ooh, amazing. You could just okay. call me an ass.
But
people
like,
do that to me all the time.
My question here truly with the Shrek thing, like what it all comes back to, is like, do you actually like Shrek because it's like trendy to like Shrek? It's like a meme that people like Shrek? Or do you actually genuinely enjoy Shrek?
What kind of question is this?
Is it
trendy? Olivia just attacked me for being someone of my age and female who likes Shrek.
Is it trendy to enjoy Shrek though?
Shrek came out a while ago. It's not
yeah, it did, but I feel like Shrek is sort of having a renaissance because of meme culture. And Bailey loves memes. She loves memes. She loves Vine.
That is true.
What's your favorite Vine?
Isn't Vine dead?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the weirdest thing you've ever said.
It is. Didn't it die?
They live on.
I don't know. What. I can't pick a favorite Vine.
Right, mine is a child.
That's a good one. You always say that one, but mine always changes. Right now, it's probably the, is this allowed? And she's like, stop.
I just relate to that all the time. Like, I'm constantly...
Wait, isn't... So, I was not a Vine person, but, like, isn't the LeBron James, isn't that a Vine?
Yeah,
that is. Oh, my God, that's my favorite. That is my favorite.
That's definitely my favorite right now.
Yeah, so. I live for that kid, so, yeah.
That's
okay.
A great one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. So, yeah, that's... Enough about Bailey.
Yeah.
Enough about Shrek. Moving on.
Moving on.
Enough about Bailey and Shrek. Moving on to Shrek 2.
Okay.
2004.
Yeah, 2004. What a year. Bailey, how old were you in 2004? Bailey's younger than we are.
I was 6.
You were 6
Oh my god, that's so crazy.
I 12. I was 9.
Yeah, I was 12.
Olivia was 12.
Wow, I need to, like, get my life together.
Wow.
Bailey was half as old as you when Trek came out.
That's so cute, ooh, though. I could have, like, babysat you.
That's what, exactly.
A 12-year-old babysat a 6-year-old.
Just watching Shrek, though, in reverse chronological order.
Which is, like, I, like, actually have to give it to you. That's, like, a really good strategy. Like, I think you nailed it on that one.
Thank you. As, like, a young 6-year-old, I was very proud.
You had the right... You were born for this.
Were there snacks?
When I was sick? I was, like, dying on my deathbed.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, like, I was never actually
Gatorade,
sick.
Like, sipping Gatorade, like, dying.
Okay, fine. Yeah, so Gatorade was the snack. Thank you for answering my question.
I took a lot of sick days in elementary school. I think I was sick zero of them.
I wasn't sick. I was
I never got sick in elementary school.
You were sad in elementary school?
I just didn't want to go to school.
No, more middle school. Yeah.
Oh, see, high school, I never went to school, but...
I didn't want to go.
My parents were like, as long as you keep a good GPA, you don't have to go. I'm like, okay, cool, thanks, bye.
Great. Okay, so the runtime of this movie, again, was like another beautiful runtime of 1 hour and 33 minutes, which is our ideal, as we have said.
Yeah.
Many a time.
I definitely think this one, even more so than the first one, it was a perfect runtime.
Perfect.
I wouldn't take anything out.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can agree. I can actually agree.
Finally.
Yeah. Wow.
Finally.
Wow. And then also this movie was directed by Andrew Adamson and Kelly Ashbury. Kelly Ashbury apparently is a man, which is really disappointing.
But, like, what a good name, though. Like, for if it was a lady. But, like, also, like, Kelly Ashbury, I feel like, is a famous person name.
That's
right?
True.
I think it's... Ashbury sounds like a very British name.
Ashbury sounds fancy as hell.
Yeah, it sounds like a British person name, but, like, also, I think Kelly
Olivia
Ashbury.
Ashbury.
I think, like, it's like Vanderwoodson or Waldorf or something. But, yeah, I think it sounds like a famous person name.
Sounds like someone's name on Gossip Girl.
But Kelly Ashbury sounds like a famous person name.
Okay. Andrew directed Shrek 2 in 2004, which is this movie. This is his known for.
Thank you for letting us know that again.
Thanks. So he also was a producer on The Chronicles of Narnia. And then I think director again on Shrek. And then he also produced Mr. Pip, which I think we've talked about before because this is the same as last time.
Yes. But Kelly is the new director. So there's co-directors for both Shrek and Shrek 2. Kelly is the new person. So he directed Shrek 2. He also directed Romeo and Juliet in 2011. He directed Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron in 2002. And he was a part of the art department for 1991's Beauty and the Beast.
It's crazy that you can go from, like, Beauty and the Beast to 20 years later, Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
I never saw that movie.
No, of course
no
you
one
didn't.
Saw that movie.
Of course
that's
you
the point.
Didn't.
You saw the previews. That's all you needed.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Right.
You were, like, in 8th grade in 2011. Like, you didn't need that.
That's true. I was too cool.
First, I
highly doubt that.
I was an 8th grader. I was too cool
There's
for everything.
There's nothing in this world that I believe less than that phrase right now. Except Shrek. Apparently you didn't have a dark day with Shrek.
Okay, so we're just going to breeze through some of these previously.
Some of them. Some of them we'd like to talk about.
Some of them we discussed previously, but there's a lot of new stars in Shrek 2. Clearly there was a bigger budget. Okay.
I'm just laughing because Miranda's
like, I'm like, what is so funny? Thank you. Okay, so previously from Shrek, the first was Mike Myers, who played Shrek. Eddie Murphy played Donkey, and Cameron Diaz played Princess Fiona. They're all reprising their roles in Shrek 2.
Reprising? Fancy.
Jeez.
Well, I thought we were interrupting people.
I didn't. She was done talking.
Ooh, okay. Okay, so, but the new faces, or new voices, the new voices competition, the new voices of Shrek 2, Cheetah Girls 2.
Oh my God.
Do not listen to that
Bailey,
the episode from hell. Cheetah Girls 2, don't.
I did not. Don't. Is that the one where you're drunk?
Yeah, it's a shit show. And Montana's there. So it doesn't so that doesn't make anything better.
No. You love Montana.
Yeah, but like
everyone loves Montana.
Yeah, exactly. And like when you're drunk and like Montana was like probably tipsy.
She's really an enabler too.
Yeah, for sure. Like she was definitely like not egging me on, so I take full responsibility, but she was definitely...
I think I was definitely actively not egging you on.
No, which, like, was egging me on. For sure. But yeah, so Also in this movie is Her Majesty Julie Andrews, who voices Queen Lillian. We know her from The Sound of Music, Mary Poppins, Thoroughly Modern Millie, Victoria. This is the third movie we've recapped in which Julie Andrews has played a queen, so I think we all know who she is, and Olivia loves her.
Yeah, that was Princess Diaries, in case anyone needed, like,
yeah, one and two.
Obviously.
Abby.
Yeah. And then also in this movie, Bailey, do you want to talk about Antonio Banderas?
Sure. Okay. Antonio Banderas plays Puss in Boots. He is known from The Mask of Zorro and The Skin I Live In and The 13th Warrior and Desperado.
And how dare these known for is not include Spy Kids.
He was the dad, right?
He was okay, the dad in that's Spy what
I
was Kids.
I'm like, I know when,
once
I know
I saw
him.
That, then I was like, oh yeah, it is that guy. And then I didn't
yeah,
realize.
Like I'm like, I know he's in something, and I get him confused with like Carlos Santana, which is really sad. But like, for some reason, I thought Antonio Banderas was like also a singer. So I don't know.
Okay,
I digress.
That's weird.
That's fair.
So he's a Spanish native, and he was married to American actress Melanie Griffith for 21 years, which is a long time. And they have one daughter together, even though they were divorced in 2015. And I also need to say, my brother and I loved Zorro when we were little kids. Like, so.
I didn't know that would, like...
I don't know why we were watching it, but, like, we loved it. Yeah. I think my brother loved it. I think he, like, dressed up as Zorro one year for Halloween.
That's, like, the kid from Us in Rob Story.
Literally.
It literally looks like him.
But my brother was, like, 8. He wasn't, like, 18, you know.
Okay.
It's a little different. A little slightly different. Okay.
That's fair. And Antonio also did the voice work for Shrek in the Spanish, Italian, and Latin American versions.
That's pretty cool. That's a cool fact that Bailey just popped in there.
Yeah, like, a lot of the stuff when I was reading through this earlier, I'm like, oh, like, these were things that I had seen, like, on, like, different BuzzFeed things. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to, like, add it on there. And, like, I'm like, oh, well, that's nice. She got all the extra fun facts.
Yeah, we had the expert just deciding what's relevant. I love that.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Yeah, I tried.
Also in this movie,
John Cleese, who voices King Harold, his known fours are A Fish Called Wanda, Monty Python and the Holy Grail from 1975, Monty Python's Flying Circus from 1969 to 1974, and Monty Python's The Meaning of Life from 1983. He was born in 1939, which was a long time ago, in Weston-super-Mare, England. He studied at Cambridge University and...
I'm sorry, at Cambridge?
Cambridge.
Okay, you definitely said Cambridge.
Oh, okay, Cambridge. And wow. At one point, currently resided in Santa Barbara, California.
At one point, yeah. Olivia wrote down that he did reside in Santa Barbara. I just, out of curiosity, I was like, where in Santa Barbara does this man live? Googled it. No longer lives in Santa Barbara. Sold his house for, what was it, 4.8, I think?
That's it? That's it.
I mean,
okay,
but like also he has old money though. I mean, like he's not like
8.25. Okay.
Okay. That's a little more.
Yeah, but also he's like he's a comedian. Which like Monty Python stuff is all comedy,
no,
and
he
it's
has
like
so much money.
Really? Because I mean, like I don't remember how much else were other work he had been doing, but like I mean Monty Python is a comedy troupe. I can't
yeah,
imagine
no, John
it being
Cleese
like
is
super lucrative, like,
but like it was so successful.
No, it was super successful, but the individuals within it, like there's so many people in a troupe like that, you know, like it's like Saturday Night Live people. They're not getting paid shit tons of money to be on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I'd love to look up what his net worth is, but I'm not gonna do it. And I just thought it was funny that there's a joke somewhere about him growing up in England and wanting to move to Santa Barbara, whereas I grew up in Santa Barbara and would love to move to England again. I had to add the again.
Yeah, I was gonna say again. Okay, that's like
gotcha.
$10 million is his net worth.
Okay, there's that's literally like, no way.
That's what it says.
That's like how much he sold his house for.
$8.25 million.
That's, I mean, he's pretty old at this point.
That's some. Not real at all.
But I mean, also, like, he could have blown some of that money somewhere. I don't know if he worked much outside of the Monty Python stuff. And that was a long time ago. That was in the 80s.
He
like,
did.
You can blow through that money a
can
lot
confirm
quickly.
He did. He's just, you know, a cool dude, I guess. I don't know. He's probably going to get, like, Me Too'd, and I will regret having said that, but, you know, it's fine. He's cool for now. Also in this movie is Rupert Everett, who plays Prince Charming, and his known fours are My Best Friend's Wedding from 1987, An Ideal Husband from 1999, Cemetery Man from 1994, and Inspector Gadget in 1999.
Yeah, he's also a British native.
Mm-hmm.
He was born in Burnham Deepdale, Norfolk, England. I don't know if Norfolk? That's how you say it. Norfolk. That's it. Yeah, yeah. It's like, what's the place in Australia that... Oh,
Melbourne.
Yeah, but it's not pronounced Melbourne.
It is pronounced Melbourne, but it's spelled Melbourne.
Okay, I thought it was like...
Melbourne.
Okay, yeah, yeah, I was gonna say, I thought, like, you didn't pronounce, like, it was, like, Melbourne, almost.
Your feet
like,
are so dirty.
I know, sorry. You probably stink, too. But he came out as openly gay in 1989.
I'd just like to say, people don't come out as in the closet. Like, people only come out as openly
gay. I know, but, like, well, like, he came out as, like, versus,
I
like,
straight.
I don't know, but, I mean, like, versus, like, he, I don't know, I reworded it from okay. something, but, like, he... is openly gay, which in 1989 was like pre-Ellen.
Sure, yeah, not a good time
was,
for that.
Yeah, I mean, good for him.
Yeah, but I just think it's funny, like the way that you
yeah, I worded
this is came out as openly gay.
You know what?
Gay.
Sometimes we can't all be, you know, New York Times bestselling writers. Like,
no, we can't, but we can try our best.
You know what? A little bit more appreciation, lady. I did this 2 weeks ago.
I appreciate it. So you had 2 weeks to make it.
Yeah, I'm not going to edit.
Perfect.
Yeah, this is not a newspaper. Editing like, I'm, so this rude. Is not a law review. I'm not going to go back and edit 100 times. So
oh,
rude.
Okay. Bailey, who's Jennifer Saunders? What do we know her from?
She plays the fairy godmother, and we know her from Absolutely Fabulous from 1992 to 2012. And then Absolutely Fabulous the Movie from 2016, Shrek 2, and Minions from 2015. And then in Shrek 2, she did all of her own singing.
Which, like, her rendition of...
Holding Out for a Hero?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Was so good. It's so good. That's, like, the only reason why I put that there. I'm like, it was so good.
I mean, it is good, but did we think that, like, she pulled a Zac Efron and, like, didn't do her
no,
own
No, but,
singing?
Like, I thought they would just use somebody to dub over. So, I think somebody else... used a voice double for some sort of singing. I don't know. You can't tell me that Eddie Murphy was singing in some of those parts. Like at the
I
end.
I think Eddie Murphy had a cameo in that song that he did for the Haunted Mansion.
Ooh, that's true.
That is true.
I don't know. I just
pulled that out of
but
nowhere.
Like I think it her singing voice is pretty impressive. Considering
even
she's
the song
not
when she comes to visit Fiona.
Yeah, because she's not like a Broadway singer. I don't think this Absolutely Fabulous is a British comedy show.
Why
so
is
like
everyone British?
I don't know.
Me at my brain. Okay. So at the box office, this movie had a $150 million budget. Just, you know, a little chunk of change there. And wide release opening weekend, it made $108 million. And then it also made $436 million in the USA gross total and $920 million worldwide gross.
I'm sure it's broken the $1 billion mark by now.
Oh, it has to. Shrek 2, incredible.
Yeah. It was the highest grossing film of 2004.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. At the time, it was like...
Yeah, that's amazing.
They had a problem that people like would stay at the movie theater and then go watch it again.
That's
because there's
so
like so many references in there that the parents were trying to catch on to them.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
That's I watched it twice in
but
prep
that,
for this.
I watched
and, like,
it three times yesterday and one time today.
Because I watched it once to do notes, and then I watched it like in sync with like the other with 3 and 4, and yeah, like you definitely pick up something different each time. It's like
oh,
one of those
sure.
movies. There's
it's like the Bible, you know, you get something different
out
of it.
Okay,
sure, that was the Bible. If
yeah.
that's what you're saying. I agree.
But I mean, there's just so many like quick quips and like the writing is really. I mean, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
No, it's really
flawless.
Good. I definitely didn't have the urge to watch it again, but I can say it was good. And, like, it would take a lot for me to have the urge to, like, watch it again.
Yeah, and, like, I didn't watch them the same day, but, like, I definitely watched it and was like, I want to watch the third one now, you know? Like, it was definitely
yeah.
one of those.
I felt fine. That. I feel that. And then...
But... So the Oscar nominations were for music for original song for Accidentally in Love, and it was beat by some movie called The Motorcycle Diaries, and animated feature film, which was beaten by, and it was beaten by The Incredibles.
Bailey, do you want to do the first piece of trivia?
Sure, I'd love to.
We're going
to
start off with some trivia.
Great. Well, not really John Cleese off, and okay. Julie Andrews recorded most of their scenes together at the same time, an unusual practice for an animated film.
I feel like this is just because they're both so cool and they just wanted to hang out. Like, I definitely don't think this was a necessity.
A necessity?
But I mean, most of their scenes were together, so they fed each other a lot of lines by doing it together.
Yeah, but you don't need that.
Yeah, I think usually they just have somebody standing there feeding you the lines.
Somebody sitting in the booth.
It added to the magic of it.
The first sequel ever to be nominated for an Oscar as Best Animated Feature was this movie. Let's make that a sentence. Was this movie.
So rude. Fiona's burp during the dinner party sequence was unscripted. Cameron Diaz had been drinking Coca-Cola while recording.
Coca-Cola?
Okay, these are literally copy and pasted. I don't know what you want from me.
I tell you to copy and paste them and then put them in our voice. This is not our voice. Our voice is Coke.
Why don't you do it?
Fiona's burp during the dinner party sequence was definitely unscripted. Cameron Diaz had totally been drinking Coke while recording. Oh my god,
you changed one word. You changed one word of that.
A Valley Girl accent.
Yeah, that's our voice.
All right, in response, Eddie Murphy ad-libbed the line, "She's even nastier than you."
A great scene.
Yeah. It was a great scene.
I thought it was a little long, but anyway.
You had to set up that tension between them, though.
True. But, I mean, I just felt like the dinner scene, I'm like, okay, let's get moving.
No, that scene was a little long, and then it was also long in that meme we just watched.
Yeah.
That's fair.
True.
Okay.
Okay.
A couple of kids during a test screening asked director Adam Adamson what dragon turned into. Adamson said the dragon turned into a Pegasus, which is a horse with wings.
Yeah, and that's like when everybody turned into like the prettier version of themselves or whatever.
I need that.
Potion.
Same.
I mean, they didn't have the handsome one because I would definitely need that one. The one that they were looking for when they're in the potion room. He's like, handsome? He's like, no, there's happily ever after.
Yeah, I mean, that would work for me. I just need
the handsome. Yeah, but it seems like from this movie, a bad message. Seemed like they're the same thing.
Yeah, kind
of. Just saying.
Before Shrek 2 was released and was in production, DreamWorks released a special presentation at Universal Studios called Shrek 4D, a 3D show of Shrek. It showed Farquaad's soul coming back to haunt Shrek and Fiona, and Dragon and Donkey helping them overcome him. It was originally a plot for Shrek 2, but the writer of the book that the movie is based on disagreed on it.
I will say, this says a 3D show of Shrek, but it was definitely in 4D. Like, you felt the thingies tickle you. You felt the water when he sneezed.
The movie was in 3D. It was, like, a 4D production, but, like, the movie. Also, I saw it, and I enjoyed it. I thought it was
kind of fun. I loved it. Every time we've all seen it.
Like, had spooky vibes. I liked it.
It was great. And, like, that the part where you wait in, like, the dungeon, and they're all, like, in the little boxes.
Yes, yeah. The holding area thing is really cool. I like
that,
too.
But now it's gone at the Hollywood one. It's Kung Fu Panda now, which is super sad.
Does it still exist?
But, like,
in
I do
Florida?
Like Kung Fu Panda.
I think at every other Universal, I think it still exists, but I don't think it's
I mean, like, I like Kung Fu Panda, so I mean, like, you know.
But, like, Kung Fu Panda, who still watches Kung Fu Panda? Still watches
I'm
Shrek.
Pretty sure Kung Fu Panda's newer than.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's better.
No, I know, like, I think when they're updating these things, really. That's what they're looking for. I mean, that was, like, over 10 years old. I mean, it's 15 years old.
They're about to do Shrek 5, though.
Yeah, maybe they'll switch it back. I don't know. I can't imagine that being that hard to change.
Question. And answer this honestly. Do you think Shrek 5 is going to be good?
I think it can. I think it could be
really good. Yeah, for sure.
It can also be really bad. So I'm like, okay. It depends.
Because if Shrek 4 wasn't good.
I wouldn't say it's not
good. It wasn't not
good.
It was just like.
Weird.
It wasn't as good as 2 and 3.
Okay.
So. But, like, it could be like The Incredibles, where we wait, like, 10 years to get it, and it's just as bomb as the first ones.
Yeah. So, over 300 Hewlett-Packard workstations, that's HP, if anyone didn't know, were employed in the making of the film. And so, I'm sure, were people. A whole new computer animation program had to be created to convey Puss in Boots' fur. That's crazy.
I think we've kind of discussed this before, though. Hair is apparently really, really difficult to do with computer animation. So
it's also difficult to do with, like, a curling iron.
Well, no, we talked about this in Ratatouille. Like, they had to study the way, like, the hair moved on a rat because, like, you have to, like, actually reproduce it in that way. Yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting.
Yeah, somewhere in Glendale in a dumpster.
One of these days we're going to make that video. We're going to go dumpster diving for laptops. Sure. For slightly used laptops.
Slightly used in the making of...
Whatever, that adds value.
We'll do it after they finish production on Shrek 5.
Perfect. Exactly.
I'll come.
We'll do it.
You will. Yeah.
In the original script, Shrek and Fiona were having a party with their friends after their honeymoon, but this was removed because test audience were scared of Dragon's pregnant moodiness.
Also, since when were, like, Dragon and Fiona friends?
Well, I mean, like, Donkey and friends with Donkey, Shrek. Yeah, and Shrek.
No, but, like, the Dragon, like, imprisoned Fiona.
Yeah, but I don't think that was so much to blame.
There was a lot of magic and, like, spooky stuff going on.
I don't think it was so much to blame on Dragon, though.
It was not an empowered woman empowering another woman.
She was chained up to there. She was just as much stuck in that tower as Fiona.
Yeah, I don't think she was.
That's a joke from Bailey and I earlier.
Yeah, sure, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks. But yeah, I think it kind of was weird because, like, all we really get of the moodiness from Dragon is just Donkey saying,
Donkey,
like, oh, she's moody.
Yeah.
Can I move in with you?
Yeah, do you think, like, the Dragon wasn't in this movie?
I think because they didn't understand, they were scared that she was pregnant. I don't know. But then she, like, shows up at the end and is like, here's your children.
Yeah, and I think the foreshadowing wasn't really strong with that either. Like, I wouldn't have thought of that. I would have been like, oh, she's moody because she's a fucking dragon.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think I would have gotten depressed.
Yeah, no, I definitely did not pick up on that. But, I mean, that's me.
Okay.
Alright, so before we get into the plot, we have some plugs, as per usual. So, for everything you need to know about the show, go to tbtamp.com. There you will also find our Redbubble store, where you can buy stuff to support the show. Charity starts at home.
And we are your home. While you're listening to this podcast, you should definitely scroll to the bottom of our page on your Apple Podcasts app and select 5 stars. It's super easy. And if you truly love us, you can go the extra mile and leave us a review.
So be sure to talk about the podcast to literally everyone that you meet and ever will meet, friends, parents, work colleagues, the person in the bathroom stall next to you, Facebook. Spread the word of TBT, a movie podcast, like you would Jesus Christ or a swamp mud mask on your face. Speaking of which, I actually have to highly recommend that Shrek mask that I was kindly gifted last week. It smelled pretty good, and my face was almost as good as Shrek's after I used it.
But, like,
almost.
It was super chunky from the picture that I saw of you using it.
I think that was the top layer, though, because once, like, I took that top layer off, the, like...
Does it dry green, too, or does it dry,
like... Yeah, it dries green.
Oh. Weird. Also, fun update, we've gotten no new reviews on iTunes,
really?
So if everyone wanted to review us, that would be really nice. I'm feeling super unloved and sad.
Also, if you have anything you want to share, comment with us about the show, you can email us at tbtamp@gmail.com, give Miranda some support, or you can slide into our DMs on Instagram at TBTAMP. You can follow our personal Instagram or Twitter accounts. Mine is at Mac is Cheesy. That's MACK is Cheesy.
Mine is at Miranda Johnson, MirandaJohnson. And
if you'd like to follow me, you can follow me at Bailey McKenzie, BaileyMcKenzie. That's me.
That's amazing. And follow Bailey for all the Shrek memes.
Oh, yeah. And you have a blog that you want to...
That's true. I do have a blog. It's called notyourbae.com. Go check it out. There's nothing Shrek on there yet, but
it's
who knows.
It's B-A-Y, right?
Yes.
Okay. Not your B-A-Y.
Yeah.
Like a
so
leaf.
Creative.
Yeah. Or a pond.
Or like
body of water.
The South
there we go.
Bay.
There
or
we go.
The San Fran.
Perfect.
You know.
Cool. Okay, so getting into the plot.
Wow. I like
exciting.
The first color.
It only took us forever. Okay, so more exposition starts off this movie, this time read by Prince Charming, not by Shrek. Prince Charming makes the trek to rescue Fiona from the tower and finds out that she is actually on her honeymoon with Shrek, not actually in the tower. The newlyweds Shrek and Fiona make their way back to the swamp where Donkey has been house-sitting the love nest. As they show Donkey out the door, they find Fiona's parents, aka the king and queen of Far Far Away, have summoned them to their castle to give their new couple their royal blessing. Shrek absolutely does not want to go, but Fiona leaves him little choice, and they, along with Donkey, begin their journey to Far Far Away in their onion/garlic carriage. Was it an onion or was it garlic?
I'm pretty sure it's onion.
I thought it was garlic.
I mean, it's kind of shaped like a clove of garlic, yeah, but it's definitely onion,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
it's...
What if Shrek is actually this tall? I'm doing like 2 inches. So he would actually fit inside of an onion. So it's like a real onion. The onion is for scale.
I think
it
was
like...
Oh, it's
like the Lorax? They're like in some little
It's
plant.
Like James and the Giant Peach.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
James, Shrek, and the Giant Onion.
Okay, so there's definitely an argument to be made that Prince Charming and Fairy Godmother are the protagonists of this movie, a la Sharpay Evans.
I mean, to be fair, the agreement that took place between Harold and the godmother, like, promised that Charming would get to marry Fiona.
Yeah,
so,
like,
I definitely
get it.
Understand why they're so angry and, like, dude, you gotta follow up on your end.
Yeah,
so
like,
for sure, Harold is the true villain of this movie. I don't think that it's Prince Charming and Fairy Godmother. However, I don't think Prince Charming and Fairy Godmother are the heroes here.
Like, they get progressively worse also in subsequent movies. However, like... I mean, they got screwed over. And, like, I get why they're pissed.
Yeah, same.
Yeah,
like, they've worked a long time to get this, and then
it
all fell apart at the last, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah. Also, Prince Charming, like, gets to the castle, and he doesn't notice anything being strange when there's, like, no dragon or anything
trying
to stop him.
The bridge was, like, collapsed, and he's like, oh, let me just, like, swing across this giant body of lava.
But,
like,
come on, bro. You thought it was going to be that easy? Like, you know there's supposed to be a dragon there, and it's just not, and you're like, okay. You know, whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. Let me just, like, casually walk up here. Like,
yeah,
remote.
Like, okay.
The dragon found true love and was off getting pregnant.
That's what was happening. However, like, Prince Charming should have known better.
I'm just confused. Like, so he opens up the bed and they're, like, as the fairy godmother later calls her the gender-confused wolf.
Why was the wolf there? Yeah, why was the wolf there? Yeah.
If it was, like, such a perilous journey to get there from this place, like, how did they get there?
Exactly. And, like, why wasn't the wolf with all the other friends, like, back at Shrek's house?
The
like,
big
they,
bad wolf.
They,
I
think
maybe
he wanted to be super far away, but, like, it really wasn't.
And, like, the fact that he was reading Pork Illustrated, like, that makes me laugh every time I see it. And, like,
not paying attention to that.
He's eating, like, pork, bacon-flavored, like, pork rinds, which is, like...
That's
there's
so
always,
weird.
Like, little
imagine,
nods
like,
to the adults in there that are, like...
eating a food and then also, like, reading a magazine about the athletic accomplishments of said food.
I think he was just looking at, like, naked pigs.
Sports Illustrated.
But I was thinking, like, the swimsuit edition.
Yeah, that's
sure.
what I'm thinking for sure. Like, he's laying in
bed. But
that's
weird. That would be weird if someone was, like, looking at pictures of girls in bikinis and, like, eating a girl in a bikini. I don't think
it's supposed to be like that. I don't know.
I think it's weird that they're the same thing.
I'm just saying. Okay.
Okay, so they finally reach their destination, which is much better than Duloc of the original Shrek.
So much.
Fiona, it clearly comes from a much more upscale kingdom than Shrek is used to. Their carriage pulls up to the castle steps where the whole town has gathered to welcome Princess Fiona. But when the ogre couple steps forward, everyone is silent.
And now we know why Lord Farquaad wanted to marry up.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
Yeah. Also, the whole thing was very awkward. Like, they pull up and, like, no one's expecting the ogres. It's a thing. Fiona.
I mean, to be fair, they pulled up an onion.
But they were still like clapping. Yeah, they're like, yeah, it was very. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
read the signs,
like,
people.
Yeah, caught on a little sooner.
Fiona, full of class, breaks the silence and introduces her new ogre husband to her parents, and they all gather for dinner inside the castle. At said dinner, Shrek and King Harold have a very heated conversation while making a complete mess of all the food set forth on the table. A true feast, let me tell you. In all, the meal is a disaster, and Fiona storms out to her room.
Okay. I really quickly want to talk about
Yeah, it does look like garlic.
The names. Yeah, that's definitely a clove of garlic. It's not a clove, but like a thing. What's it called?
I don't know.
A thing of garlic. Sure, whatever. Okay, but what I was saying was, one of the things when you're introduced to Far, Far Away that's really funny is the names of the stores in the background.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I screenshotted a lot of them, and I'm going to share them with you right now. The first one, there's a Starbucks, and they also, like, nail the logos of these. And it's called Farbucks Coffee, which is cute for Far, Far Away. We also have, there's, like, a Hollywood sign. There's Burger Prince instead of Burger King. There's Barney's Old York, which I thought was funny.
There was a Versace one, too.
There is. Yes. It's, like, Versarchery or
something. Yeah. Versarchery.
Yeah, there we go.
Amazing. Let me get to it.
But, like, they use the same, like, font and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's very they also have, no, they do for all of them, for the Starbucks,
yeah, the too. Starbucks one was really good, because that one's in there bigger later with the... Yeah. Later,
with the giant,
yeah,
cup.
With the giant,
and then there's also like maps of star homes and stuff. But then you find out that it's just like where Cinderella lives and things like that. We also have what does that say? That one says Fee Fi Fo Schwartz, which I think is funny, as in FAO Schwartz. And what else do we have here? I'm just going through all of these. What does that say? Baskin Robbins Hood. Epiphany and Co. Instead of Tiffany and
they
Co.
They definitely got very clever with these.
It's Saxon on... Fifth instead of Sax on Fifth. Like Saxon.
Oh, it's yeah, all on yeah, Romeo Fifth. Drive too, because it's supposed to be like Rodeo mm-hmm. Drive, but it's on.
Oh, there. That is funny. Old Knavery. I just love that screenshot of it right behind him. There's Gap Queen. And then there's Tower of London Records. And then behind them, there's another one, and it's Banana Kingdom instead of Banana Republic.
Oh my God. I would love to live in Banana Kingdom.
I love that. Oh, I'm sure. And then they also have the Inquisitor, which doesn't even need to be changed because it's still like an Inquisition and stuff. And Barney's Old York. But I just love Far, Far Away. Like, it's really pretty. I want to go there.
Just yeah, go to Rodeo Drive.
This, like... Yeah, that's true. But, like, the animation that they did for Far, Far Away was amazing. Like,
no, it's really
the level of detail in this movie, like, in general, yeah. is, like, astounding.
Yeah.
You always see something different that you didn't see before.
True. So...
Until you screenshot it, like,
What I really liked the quote of Donkey when they're pulling into Far, Far Away. He's like, it's going to be champagne wishes and caviar dreams from now on. I'm like, oh, we are simpatico.
I think you should get that like in calligraphy.
No, I was going to say, I feel like you could sell a sticker with that on it.
Yeah, for
sure. I'll do it. That'll be my next one.
There's also in the fight between Shrek and Harold that we talked about a little while earlier, where Fiona, like, storms out of the room and stuff like that. It's really a fine display of toxic masculinity at its worst. And I just need to say that.
But, like, how classy and elegant was Julie Andrews?
Yeah, you're like,
Fiona handled it pretty well as well.
Yeah, like, well, the Fiona ladies, like... Left. Yeah, but, like...
I mean, sometimes you gotta walk away.
Okay.
True.
But, yeah.
And then I just have to say that, like, as I rewatched this, I realized that, like, Donkey is, like, the Michael Scott of this. Like, he's completely oblivious to, like, what's going on.
And he's just, like... He's very focused on the food.
Like, that. Like,
he's so nice. Ignorance is bliss.
But he's just always at... Like, every line in this movie from him is, like, a zinger. Like, it's good.
Yeah, and it's almost like he's, like...
I love Mexican food.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he's just, like...
I love Mexican food.
On, like, a different wavelength. Like, it's, like, he could be, like, having... A scene on his own.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, definitely, I agree.
Why is there not, like, a spinoff that's only Donkey?
I don't know.
Because someone's got to feed him the lines, I think. I think he needs, like, Shrek as that, like...
And, like, the fact that they're completely out of context is the funniest part, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Fiona stands on her balcony and sheds a tear in frustration because happiness is just a teardrop away.
The
fairy godmother is unknowingly summoned. As a matter of reintroduction, Fairy Godmother sings of her talents, but Shrek interrupts to tell Fiona that they will be leaving immediately. Fairy Godmother hops back into her coach, leaving a puppy behind as a gift, and flies off into the night. And then Donkey goes, "You got a puppy? All I got was shampoo in my room." And that makes me laugh literally every time I hear it. Like, I watched it 3 times the other day, and every time he said that line, I laughed every time.
The puppy's so,
so
cute,
funny
too.
To me. I don't know why. It's just so, like, innocent the way he says it.
All I got is shampoo.
Yeah. So casual. Fiona again storms off in frustration, leaving Shrek to sulk in her room. Meanwhile, the king and queen are arguing in their own chambers. King Harold sees Fairy Godmother's coach levitating outside his own balcony, and he makes an excuse to distract the queen and hops into the carriage.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so obviously Fairy Godmother's singing voice makes a huge difference in this movie. I don't know why she's never been on Broadway, but she should be. Jennifer Saunders, I think it was.
Yeah.
Also, okay, so I definitely got Be Our Guest vibes from the scene with Fiona and Fairy Godmother in the bedroom, like with everything swirling around and all that. I really got those vibes.
It has to be. It's 100%. I mean, the director, the co-director,
and once I like read that, I'm like, oh my god, this totally makes sense.
What bibbidi bobbidi do are you talking about?
Stop it. The character doing the singing is the Fairy Godmother from Cinderella.
Yeah, I know it's supposed to
be. It's bibbidi bobbidi boo.
But it's not though. She's not doing it. Yeah, she's not.
If that was it, they'd be Cinderella.
She's just introducing herself.
The part where she like makes Cinderella pretty, gives her the glass slippers, puts her.
But that's not what she's doing in this movie. That's not this scene though. Like, and also she turns the furniture to life, which is just like in Be Our Guest.
No, it's more bibbidi bobbidi.
It is not. I literally went and watched the 30-second clip of that to see what you were possibly referring to.
But like, besides the character of Fairy Godmother. The Fairy Godmother doing it. It has to be bibbidi bobbidi boo.
The Fairy Godmother's like a cliche role in Fairy Tales.
Yeah, no, it's totally different.
What other fairy tale is the Fairy Godmother?
There's always a witch or a Fairy Godmother with magic that changes
things. Bailey, name one other movie with the Fairy God. That's not an actual movie. That's a movie that's like combining all of the Disney fairy tales, much like Shrek. Name one other movie that has the Fairy Godmother. It's Cinderella. It's Bibbidi-Bobbidi-Boo.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about, though. I'm saying that this scene, like the way it's put together, is incredibly reminiscent of the Be Our Guest scene.
Okay, in just like the dresser walks around.
No, it has nothing to do with the dress. It's like the way that they're like spinning around. They like kind of go into a different like realm kind of thing, like where everything like blacks out and it's just like all spinning and the singing.
The same way it pans to Belle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and how she's like spinning around and like how she's the focus and there's stuff going on around. Like it's very, like I 100% was like, this is obviously the inspiration behind that.
I mean, I think it has to be Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Sorry.
I don't think so. Have you, let us know have whose you seen, team you're on.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would definitely, like, that scene, the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo scene, isn't like this at all.
It's a classic scene.
Yeah, it's nothing like this.
The dishes.
Yeah, but this, oh my god, I think you're just like, I feel like you're being ridiculous just to be ridiculous.
Okay, I'm literally not, but sure. So per the discussion in the carriage, we discover that Fairy Godmother has done a favor for King Harald with the promise that Prince Charming would be the one to rescue, kiss, and marry Princess Fiona, making him the future king of Far, Far Away.
So, in case you didn't know, this is in exchange for the Fairy Godmother making Harald a human so he can marry his princess. As we see at the end of the movie, he turns back into a frog, which was his original state. So then him getting in the car, they're constantly referring to the fact that they had this kind of deal at some point. And then there's a ton of like allusion to the fact that he is a frog and should be a frog. There's like a ton of them. So basically the deal is if Charming doesn't get Fiona, then he's going to turn back into a frog.
Which is like kind of how deals work, you know? Like, should be like a surprise that like...
I mean, if you made that deal, then you should expect to have to go through with it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, honestly, like, okay, sorry, Harold, but like, if she's not going to, you know, like, that's the deal. So like, you're going to have to be a frog again. I hope you're cool with that.
Maybe that is the deal, but like, that's kind of... like not a nice deal to make.
I mean,
but,
like, the funniest part about it is that like his wife obviously didn't know, because like someone put Fiona on that magic mirror game show, because like obviously the Fairy Godmother didn't.
Fiona's an ogre, so her dad's a frog. It's a little
reptilian. No, because she cast a spell on her at a young age, that she, the theory goes that she like put this spell on her so that no one would want her, kind of like it'd be much harder to like, and he'd have to do a quest to get her, so it'd be like less like, oh, here's my son, marry him. Kind of thing.
Okay.
And later we could talk about who Prince Charming's dad is, which I think is really interesting, but... Alright.
Okay. However, Prince Charming did not make it to the tower in time and is now up to the king to find a way to get Shrek and bring Charming and Fiona together. I hate that his name is Charming. That night, King Harald sneaks out of the castle to the Poison Apple, which is like a weird, like...
A great
bar
name.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
To find a hitman, literally find an assassin to take care of Shrek. And he's directed to Puss in Boots, which we don't really know. We just see, like, fur and boots
and eyes.
Eyes. Thank you. It was the eyes. And he offers Puss in Boots a large sum of money to employ him. And I wish they said how much. I love knowing how much
it was like a bag of coins.
Yeah.
But like,
so who knows?
Yeah, we got to know like the gold exchange rate for whatever time period this is supposed to be. Did we ever assume that a cat was going to be able to take out an ogre?
I mean, in his spinoff movie, he is a pretty good assassin, so I will give him that. Like, he does.
But, like, they... Oh, my God. Like, as we see...
But against Shrek, he didn't stand a chance.
Yeah, like, as we see in, like, about 10 minutes, like, he doesn't... It's awful. Like, I'm like, oh, well, that was dumb. What a waste of money.
Yeah. He's like, let me talk to this cat to take out an ogre. Like, that's gonna go well.
Yeah. I definitely remembered Puss in Boots being a much bigger part of the movie. I think he becomes more. Was he bigger in Shrek 3?
He's pretty much the same.
It's like he and Donkey become best buds and they're kind of just always.
That's weird. That seems like a very unlikely friendship. Like that seems more unlikely to me than
Because like Donkey, he like just comes like and is trying to like join. He's like trying to join. Donkey's like the role of annoying talking animal friend is already taken. It's me.
Yeah.
So they're supposed to be like.
I'm the annoying talking animal friend. Hello. Yeah.
To who?
Can we just take a moment to appreciate that when they pull up...
You're Shrek. She's Fiona. I'm both of your friend.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I'll take it. That's fair.
Yeah, I'll take it.
I said you were Shrek.
No, I thought you said she's Shrek.
Nope.
She said I was Fiona, so I'm okay with that.
Whatever.
You guys are both Fiona.
Fiona's pretty badass, so I'll take that.
So is Shrek.
I mean, yeah, but like, as a kid, I loved Fiona. I wanted to be Fiona.
That was weird.
I want to be Cameron Diaz.
That's
But not still. In the holiday. Oh, actually, no.
I mean, like, I'll take her in the holiday, too.
Yeah, I would, too.
Yeah, I'd take her anywhere.
Okay.
You know. Got it.
Okay, so, go ahead.
Yeah, can we just take a moment to appreciate that when they pull up to the Friar's Fat Boy, which is supposed to be, like, Bob's Big Boy from, like, Hollywood.
Okay.
The fairy godmother, like, doesn't take her anger out on the worker like a true unproblematic queen.
Be nice to
She's not a queen, though.
Just be 18. Nice to everyone. As a Disneyland employee, please be nice to everyone.
Are people mean?
2013?
Come on.
Are people, like, mean to Disneyland workers?
I get yelled at least 5 times a day.
Can you please tell your funniest story about working at Disneyland?
My funniest?
Well, this is kind of funny, et cetera. You'll make it.
Okay. I was working, I don't know how familiar our viewers are with California Adventure, which
They're
is mostly where I work.
This, first of all.
That's fine. Well, there's an area called Hollywood Boulevard, and I was at the end of it, and a group of people walked up to me and asked where the DAS area was for them, which is the disability access system. It gives them the time to come back to the ride instead of having to wait in line for whatever reason. And they asked me where the nearest one was, and I told them, oh, it's at the front of Cars Land, which really is, like, less than a 5-minute walk away. It's relatively close to Hollywood. And the lady proceeds to yell at me about how inconsiderate that is and how inconsiderate I am because, you know, I definitely had a role in picking where that
was. Were you supposed to, like, run and go get it for them?
I am not allowed to do that.
It's because you have to give them the ticket and all that.
And then I'm smiling all this, and then she starts yelling at me because I'm smiling, and it's like, why are you smiling? This is not funny. And I was like, I'm at Disneyland, and I'm having a great day.
Well, and like, just like, because you're smiling doesn't mean you're laughing at her.
Exactly, and she very much was like, I'm going to tell your manager that you're laughing at me, and I was like, I'm just smiling.
She also would have said something if you weren't smiling. Like,
oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, she was with, like, a large group of people who all needed to use that system, so I can understand how maybe... It was the end of a long day. Did they really need to use that system? Yeah,
yes.
Probably.
Okay.
These people definitely... Okay. I don't want to, like, say, like, some people need it more than others. I'm not saying that.
But I was going to say, like, but it wasn't, like, a grandma in a scooter kind of thing.
No,
like,
it definitely
was, like... Or, like, a 40-year-old
like,
woman in a scooter, just overweight.
She was, like, their caretaker.
Okay, don't
caretaker.
Talk about me in 20 years like that.
Please don't do that.
She was, like, their caretaker, like...
I'm assuming she was fine
on her own, but she was, like, taking care of all these other people. So her job was to, like, escort them and get them their return times. And she was with them, so she would get to go with them.
Jesus. Like, oh my God. Okay. So, yeah. Well, what's, like, the funniest thing? Because that seems, like, really sad.
Yeah, that was kind of sad.
Funny? Like, I don't know anything funny happens. I mean, okay, this hadn't happened to me, but my friend, this really drunk guy, came up to her and was, like, read her name tag.
How do you get really drunk at Disneyland?
They kick you out pretty fast. They catch on really fast. But he's like, hey, Kim, can I chill here? And she's like, no, you cannot. You have to move.
Keep it moving.
And then he goes, hey, Kim, will you chill with us? And she's like, oh, heck no. Like, I'm out of here. And then he's like, come on, Kim. Come on, chill with me.
Could you imagine getting kicked out after you spend all that money to get in?
Just the other day, I watched a bunch of people get kicked out. Like, the parade was literally, like, 5 minutes ahead of them. Like, we closed off the whole road so no one could go in. And, like, they had to go give their alcohol to the people that they were with.
Devastating.
And, like, their girlfriend started, like, bawling, crying. Like, they were, like, literally getting, like, I don't even know, deported to another country or something. Like,
which is, like, kind of crazy because I've heard of people, like, I've been to Disney World way more times than I've been to Disneyland, and I know people who've, like, done really stupid shit in Disney World, and I've never heard of anybody getting kicked out. I mean, I think you have to be, like, really bad to get kicked out of Disney World.
They were, like, these people that had gotten kicked out, they had come up to me and were, like, asking me all these really weird questions about where I was from and videotaping me, which made me feel very awkward. And then they were videotaping security, kicked them out. They were just very drunk. Yeah.
Were they vloggers?
No, they were, like, 50-year-old men.
Okay, that's weird.
Jesus.
They're just trying to sue someone.
Okay, so, during the night, Shrek finds that he is unable to sleep. Everything in Fiona's room points to the fact that she was initially destined to marry a human prince, which Shrek is struggling to get past.
Mrs. Fiona Charming.
While flipping through Fiona's childhood diary, Shrek hears a knock at the door from the king, who invites him on a hunt the next morning to try to rebuild their relationship. In the morning, Shrek and Donkey find themselves lost and wandering in the woods when they are stopped in their tracks by the assassin, Puss in Boots. Puss is ultimately unable to kill Shrek and Donkey due to a sudden hairball incident.
Same.
And he reveals that he was paid to kill Shrek by the king.
I just need to say, what would your life be like now? Just question for everyone. What would your life be like now if you married the person that you wrote about in your, like, childhood diaries?
Oh, good lord.
I know, right?
I mean,
logic here from Shrek is so flawed.
Yeah, I can't even remember who that was.
Yours was probably like Santa Claus or something.
What?
What?
I don't think she's into old men.
She is.
I mean, I am, but not Santa Claus. No, but when I was young, I mean, I don't know. If it was a guy I went to school with, he's probably rich now because they were all... I went to private school.
That's the opposite for me.
Yeah, I mean, I went to...
the opposite of... Yeah, too. Like, losers now.
Yeah, it's like pretty much the opposite. I went to Catholic private school, so like they all... are, like, they have parent trust fund kids. So, I mean, they're not successful,
but... What happened to you?
I didn't have a trust fund.
She is doing a podcast.
Yeah.
No, yeah, like, it wouldn't be good.
It would not be good.
For me, it'd probably be pretty good.
I think my heavenly stars every day.
Billy, who was your childhood crush, like, celebrity-wise? Like, who would we recognize?
I was a majorly into Adam Levine. I was through, like, a low-key emo phase, too.
I mean, that, like, wait, wouldn't be the worst.
Is Adam Levine emo?
No, I was kind of, like...
Is Maroon 5 emo?
Yeah, I was, like, kind of grungy emo and, like, really liked Adam Levine. Yeah,
it's not, like, emo, but he's, like, tatted up and stuff.
Yeah, like, that whole, like, more grunge kind
of
vibe.
It's a look. Yeah, it's, like, a look for
sure. A lot of black eyeshadow. I used to wear a headband, but I wouldn't wear it on my hair. I'd wear it, like, halfway in my head, like, through my forehead. Like, it was not actually doing anything.
Wait, who is yours, Miranda?
Yeah.
Probably Aaron Carter. So my life would be real hard right now.
Yeah, you would probably be doing an assortment of drugs. Yeah.
No, it'd be
bad. My childhood crush was definitely, and still is, Christian Bale. So I would be okay with it.
Okay.
That's weird.
Yeah, see, if I was like, Adam Levine wouldn't be bad. I was thinking more of like only the people I knew, like I went to school with that I was like, oh my god, that guy's
so
cute.
Yeah, no, the people I, yeah. But I didn't, like, write about Christian Bale in a diary or anything like that.
That would have been weird. I feel like someone would have had to, like, check on you.
Yeah, I did not write about, like...
Yeah, like, no, no, not...
I think at one point my Instagram username was, like, Adam Levine or, like...
I'm sorry, you were a child when you had an Instagram username?
No, like, I was in, like, 7th grade, 8th grade.
Yeah, I would say, like, Christian Bale was, like, middle school, high school. But that's when, like, the Batman movies came out.
Elementary school crush.
And, like, The Prestige.
I was into Aaron Carter in 7th grade.
I remember a bunch of my friends were into Cole and Dylan Sprouse. I was not.
Yeah, but I feel like you'd be fine now if you were, like, Billy Sprouse, you know?
Sure. I mean, I don't remember.
You guys have similar tastes in memes, I feel like.
In memes or men? Or both?
Memes. Cole Sprouse?
I'm not that into him now, so...
Okay, well, sure.
Yeah, I don't remember... that. Like, I don't remember who my childhood... I mean...
That's shocking. How?
I don't remember elementary school. I remember junior high and, like, high school.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yeah, I don't remember, like, my crushes. I remember, like, my life.
Yeah.
Not so much, like, my life. Who I was in love with because I was a child and it was never going to happen, so...
Okay, well...
Gotcha.
Thanks for participating, y'all.
Sorry.
Anytime.
Gotta go.
Got a blast.
Oh my gosh. Hi, I'm Paul.
Stop now.
I also love that on Fiona's wall, she had a Sir Justin poster picture of Justin Timberlake.
It was on the top of her bed.
Oh yeah.
That's like, even worse.
It was like on her canopy, like on the inside. So like when she went to sleep, it was like on her ceiling.
Okay.
And, like, that's when Cameron Diaz had just started dating Justin Timberlake
that's
or something.
That's so funny.
But, like, the animators didn't know that. I guess they just, like, pulled Justin Timberlake out of nowhere and were like, he's going to be a great one. And that's when they didn't know he was going to be in Shrek 3.
Yeah, I was going to say, it, like, makes so much sense when he's in Shrek 3. It's, like, crazy.
And also, Justin Timberlake really holds up, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Choice.
Yeah,
if it,
definitely.
If they had done, like, Lance Bass, wouldn't have held up as much.
But, like, obviously, this is after... they had broken up, so this was like peak.
They kind of knew,
but it was this was like Cry Me a River Justin Timberlake, like this is like when he's like getting pretty hot right off of NSYNC.
And then I also think it's just insane that the plot of this movie hinges on an assassination attempt.
I mean, this whole movie is basically like a legal contract of like figuring out who deserves who.
It actually really reminded me of another movie that I watched this weekend, which was Thoroughbreds. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. It's like these two
sounds like it's about
psychotic,
horses.
It kind of was. It was about these two psychotic girls who are like super rich and they plot to kill one of their stepdads.
Oh,
it
interesting.
Was
really where good. Was this that you watched it?
So on Netflix.
Online, you know.
On Netflix? Or just...
yeah.
Like, how did you find this movie?
I saw a trailer for it on, like, Instagram or something forever ago. I get a lot of movie trailers on my Instagram Explore page. It's a little weird. I think it's probably because I watch them all the time. Saw a trailer and I was like, I should watch that. And then this weekend I was like, I need to watch a movie. And I was, which movie should I watch? And that popped into my mind, but I couldn't remember what it was called.
Fair enough.
I also had the really like weird experience. It's like a current movie. It came out in 2017 where I was like looking up the cast and I looked up like this guy that was in the movie and it was like, he's dead now. And I was like, oh, that's awkward. There's a scene in this movie where they're watching a movie and they say, isn't it weird how everyone in this movie is dead now?
Whoa.
I don't know
deep,
how I feel about
deep.
This movie.
It was good. You'd like it.
Got it.
They're like, you know, murderers, and they have like psychopaths or whatever.
Okay.
Wow. You know, you'd love it.
Okay.
Anyways.
And it's rich people. I love movies about rich people.
You do.
Rich people fiction is my
favorite. It's not that
movies about poor people are the worst.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not even so much that...
I love
people
that.
Are the
I
worst. We could just make
that
a soundbite.
I was going to say, it's not even that, like, movies about rich people are the best. It's that you won't watch movies about poor people.
I just
so.
Don't like them. I need my movies to be, like, escapism. Because, like, I'm already poor.
Okay.
I like to watch movies about rich people.
That's why I like to watch Shrek. Escapism.
True. It's a great form of escapism. Speaking of. Okay. So, who read? What's time?
I read last.
Okay. So disappointed that Fiona's dad would rather kill him than give him his blessing, Shrek remembers Fairy Godmother's card in his pocket and decides to venture to her cottage seeking her advice / magical abilities.
I have never related to anything more probably in the whole Shrek universe than the scene where Shrek says, "Donkey, think of the saddest thing that's ever happened to you." And Donkey says, "Oh man, where do I begin?" Oh. Because literally if someone asked me that, I'd just be like, "I don't even know. Where do I even begin?"
Yeah, that's not like something I keep on the top of my noggin, but...
That's good. It's that's good, healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I relate to Donkey a lot right there. Great moment. Donkey is definitely very relatable in this movie for me.
For sure. He's been through some shit.
I feel like you're so similar to Donkey.
I mean...
In the best way. Like, not even in a shady way. Like,
I mean, like,
way.
I feel like I'm very similar to Michael Scott, so comparing Donkey to Michael Scott to Michael Scott to me makes sense.
Who am I similar to in The Office? If you say...
No.
I was going to say, like, it's not Andy. An office, but I was going to say, I would definitely,
Kelly.
I would, no. I feel like a Leslie Knope, but like not as hardworking. Maybe more like
a main
an
character
Anne.
Trait.
I think maybe more like Anne Perkins.
Anne Perkins is like the most normal person in any of those. I don't know if that works.
In The Office, you'd be Karen.
Who's Karen?
What's her face?
Oh, the one from who plays, the
Bold yeah. Type? No. Who plays, what's her face? That we just were talking about. My mind is not working.
Phyllis?
No, the one you just said was the most normal one in Parks and Rec.
Rashida Jones.
Yes.
Oh.
She plays Karen.
Or I could be whoever Mindy plays because, like, I am Dr. Mindy Lahiri in every sense of the word.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
You've never heard of the Mindy Project? Oh, okay.
We're talking about The Office.
I know, but I was like, whoever Mindy plays because, like, I cross over.
Oh, I'm definitely the dumb doctor. Like, not Danny and not the British one. And not the real
Oh, my God.
One,
he's
medium,
my favorite.
The medium dumb dumb
Yes,
one.
He's my favorite. He moves to Texas.
Not Ike Barinholtz. Yeah, that one.
I love him. Ike Barinholtz is a nurse. Yeah. He's not a doctor. I can't remember what the hell his name is. He's my favorite. I love him. He's, like, probably my favorite character on that show. He's like, the frat guy.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's not on this list. That's so sad.
Peter Prentice.
Yeah, Peter. Dr. Prentice.
Yeah, he's my favorite.
Okay.
Love him. Okay, back to the show.
Continue.
Back. So to Donkey's dismay, Shrek decides to bring Puss in Boots along with him because he is simply the cutest little kitty ever.
Shrek decides to bring Puss in Boots.
She's like, you know what? I'm not just going to say puss. I'm going to say Puss in Boots. Even though on here it says puss.
No, I feel like it's just
Puss in Boots. Like, you like, puss. Boom. He's out. Puss in Boots.
I don't remember doing that, but like
you definitely like, there was like a second right there.
You like
right
wanted
puss.
To, you were like ready for that one.
She's like, I see you
Puss in Boots.
So back at the castle, Harold is acting very shady. What else is new? The trio arrives at Fairy Godmother's factory, and they're able to gain entry by pretending to be a part of a union protecting the employees.
I thought this was great off the noggin thinking.
That was funny.
Did not understand the humor and like pretending to be a union of like, they don't even have dental.
Oh my goodness.
And like,
it's
now
like,
I 100% get
the humor. We don't
even
have dental.
Yeah. Do you have dental?
No, I'm a part-time
employee.
Do you
have dental?
Yeah.
I have dental.
I'm a
Get excited.
Employee.
You're going to have dental soon.
Yeah.
Hate the dentist, so it's fine.
Same. I don't, like, get it, but I have the option.
Yeah. No, same. They find Fairy Godmother in her office brewing up a very large potion, but she refuses to help Shrek, and they all pretend to leave, but secretly they sneak into the potion room. Puss climbs on to the... What is that? Climbs to the top restricted shelf and is able to extract the happily ever after potion before they can all be caught. This, I feel like Fairy Godmother's factory is like a lush.
It's like my favorite scene. This whole scene is like my favorite. When they get and they like see the little cottage and then it's just giant factory behind it, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Like it's the whole thing. Like this like action sequence when they're like getting the thing down and like they're being chased and everybody's turning into different animals. Like it is just like the best sequence.
All the potions have like punny names, but then there's a bottle of Viagra. I don't know if you guys noticed that. It made me feel very weird.
Yeah,
I was like, this is interesting.
Like this whole
sequence.
Though.
What did
like,
it say?
Viagra.
Oh,
that's
weird. This whole like sequence is so underrated and like I'd forgotten about it. I'm like, oh my God, this is so fun.
It's great. Yeah.
So fun.
And then as a kid, like, I definitely did not understand the line, "I'm sure a nice BM is the perfect solution for marital problems."
This is hilarious.
And, like, those are my initials, BM. Like, as a kid, we
do used, now know what that means.
I yeah, do now know what that means. Movement? In sixth grade, we used to have this, like, board of, like, what people were doing. We used initials, and that was not allowed to be my initials. I had to be BY. Really? My, like,
that's even worse than, like, just letting you have your initials.
I don't think I knew what a BM was.
No, I definitely did not either. And
yeah,
like
it would be.
That's an old person thing. That's not yeah,
no, my like professor, my teacher in sixth grade, he literally was like 2 years away from retiring. He was like,
I wouldn't even know. I didn't even know in high school. It was like college before I knew what a BM was.
And like, I would take a shit.
Like, I knew what like a bowel movement was, yeah. But like if somebody said bowel movement, but I didn't know like BM was like a thing.
Yeah, and those are my initials.
Yeah,
so.
Which like I would never like equate. I wouldn't assume high schoolers would even know what that meant.
Like he explained what it was, and I was like, why is that bad? Like, you're telling me other people's initials like potentially don't
yeah,
stand for that.
Like
also.
I think BS is probably worse
yeah,
for like a sixth grader,
like,
to be completely honest. Like, I would never assume a sixth grader would know what a BM is.
And I literally was like, why is that such a big deal? BM.
And
like
no one no one like says I need to take a BM. I just say like
I gotta go shit.
You or like call it a bowel movement. Like,
yeah,
you know, like,
excuse me, sir, I need to go take a bowel movement. If anything, that's more polite than anything else.
Yeah, I would say bowel movement before I take a dump, but whatever.
Yeah, I think dump is what you usually do.
I usually say dump.
Got it.
Good to know. In case anyone wanted to know.
You know.
So, also not noteworthy, Fairy Godmother gives everyone their happily ever after, even the villains, as we see that she turned this witch more evil. There's, like, a scene where Shrek is talking to that, like, receptionist. And in the back, you can see, like, a before and after of, like, the Wicked Witch from, like, Wizard of Oz.
She's a plastic surgeon?
Yeah, like, basically. There's like the, there's also a scene where you can see
magic
the, like,
surgeon.
The, like, transgender ugly stepsister. I don't know how to, like, say that. But, like, there's, like, a before and an after picture also on the wall that you can see. But I felt like I had to put that there because I felt like Olivia already
yeah,
knew that.
Yeah, I definitely
that,
I remember the stepsister one for sure.
I didn't notice.
It's, like, a very, like, short scene. It's, like, as he's, like, walking into a door and you have to be very careful of, like, stopping it there. But it's definitely there.
Okay.
So prepare.
I'm literally going to watch Shrek and I'm just going to pause every single frame.
I'm sure you can find something in every frame.
Okay. You should have a podcast that's just every frame of Shrek dissected.
Great.
That would be a lot.
There's podcasts that literally will do like a second of every movie and they will turn a second of a movie into half an hour. I feel like we could do that.
I definitely feel
a
this
minute?
Is going to be
I don't
like
remember. Maybe they do minute, not second.
Yeah,
second
probably a minute is probably a good amount of time.
But it's like the first minute of
that'd be 90
that
podcasts.
That seems like a
though.
Lot.
Yeah, you could do it. About Shrek, you could do it.
I could do it. That's just a lot.
Yeah, it would get boring after a while.
Do you think you'd be able to edit a podcast and, like, have one?
I think I would rip my hair out listening to my own voice for that
you
long
would.
Trying to edit.
I do.
Shrek, Donkey, and Puss are all able to escape from the factory with the potion fully intact. The trio heads back towards Far, Far Away, and Shrek considers drinking the potion. Donkey steps forward to test the potion for Shrek, and nothing immediately happens, and Shrek finishes off the bottle. Without any instant effects, the sullen group heads to an abandoned barn to wait out a sudden storm that has appeared. Shrek awakens the following morning as a handsome human man, and Donkey has transformed into a graceful white stallion. Which then he goes, "Who are you calling Donkey?" Which is definitely one of my favorite lines of this whole movie. Like, it literally makes you laugh really hard every time.
I have a point about the potion. What if the potion was like the Hercules one where they had to drink every last drop? Then nothing would have happened.
Like, I think that's, like, set out pretty, like, they would have made a bigger point about that.
Yeah, I think
I'm
it would have said that
I
on
think,
the bottle.
Like,
they
we
said
need to narrow down our potion law.
Okay. That's true.
Are
well,
you going to take that
I don't
class?
Think it's...
Did you
what?
Take that one? Potion law?
No.
She's trying to be funny and it's totally missing.
I did not go to Hogwarts School of Law.
The night before, Fiona randomly collapses as the magic of the potion takes hold of her as well, and she awakens in the morning in her human form.
Okay, so the wording for the potion says, "Happily ever after potion, maximum strength for you and your true love. If one of you drinks this, you will both be fine. Happiness, comfort, and beauty divine."
Like, what would have happened, though, if you drank it and you didn't know who your, like, your true love was? Like, what if I drank it? right now, not knowing who my soulmate was.
Gorilla Man would.
That is not.
I mean, I think the whole point is that you're supposed to have a happy, like you're supposed to have somebody.
Why does a single person who doesn't know who their love of their life is?
Then you just drink the handsome potion.
What if, like, you drank it and, like, your husband wasn't the one that changed? Your husband just stayed exactly the same and you're like, oh,
yikes.
Yeah, exactly. That, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to know, do you guys think human Shrek is hot or not?
No.
I think he's hot.
Really?
Of course.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, he's supposed to kind of look like Mike Myers, which is a little weird, but that part where
who also like isn't like hot. But like when I read that, I was like, okay, but Mike Myers isn't like notoriously hot, so
no.
Like,
what, no,
why
fair.
Would we model this like hot guy out? You know, I don't know. It didn't make sense.
No, yeah, I definitely thought it was weird that like all those girls were like fawning over him, and I like
yeah.
He's like a giant, but like
he's
no.
Hot.
No, and they, like, make a whole point about, like, this cute button nose. And I'm like, his nose was ginormous.
Hey,
yeah.
That part where he describes himself, that's literally me. A cute button nose, thick wavy locks, top round buttocks. Like, is that not me?
Sure.
Yeah.
Like,
I
that's me right there. Like, he's looking in the bucket of water, and that's me. Someone ever asked me to describe myself, that's how I'm going to describe myself.
Bailey, describe yourself.
A cute button nose, thick wavy locks, top round buttocks.
But, like, his nose was ginormous, and it just didn't, wasn't my, he's, like, tall, which is good,
yeah,
he has, like, a
good.
Decent build, but, like, his face is, nah.
No.
I definitely would have tried to date him, 100%, like.
You and everyone else, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. So I'm definitely really dumb, because I did not realize that that was why she collapsed. Like, I didn't realize, I thought she was just, like... You know, low blood sugar.
She like sees. She just like, oh, I can't do this anymore, and she's done.
No,
that's because she looked at the rain.
I get home from work.
Yeah, because she like opened the door to leave and then collapsed.
It's like when they all looked at the rain, because like Donkey was the first one who looked at the rain, and then he was like.
Shrek and Donkey read on the bottle that in order to make their changes permanent, Shrek must kiss Fiona by midnight, so the trio sets off to return to the castle. On their way, they rob a carriage for their clothing, since Shrek's ogre clothes are much too large. Once they arrive back at Far Far Away, Shrek immediately notices a difference in the way people treat him.
Obviously.
Yeah, they don't try getting regular size.
Okay, I will. Trust me, I will.
Shrek runs into the castle to find Fiona, just missing her as she runs out into the courtyard to find Donkey and Puss. Shrek and
I'm sorry, I hate it so much.
Puss.
I'm gonna like it's horrible. I hate it.
I should be that for Halloween. Puss and boots. All I'm wearing is boots
and a belt. You have to wear like a belt.
Yeah,
and
sure.
A hat.
I'm for a chastity belt.
Ooh, yes.
That's a good idea.
There you go.
Okay.
And a fedora with a feather in it.
Shrek enters Fiona's room to find Fairy Godmother, who locks him inside while Prince Charming woos Fiona, who is under the impression that Charming is actually the transformed version of Shrek, because she's never met Prince Charming before.
That's crazy.
Yes.
She, like, wrote Mrs. Fiona Charming in her diary.
Yeah, but,
I mean,
like, she didn't know what an adult
come,
version
yeah.
looked like.
Okay.
Also, on the potion, the warning was side effects may include burning, itching, oozing, weeping, not intended for heart patients or those with nervous disorders. Which
is that just the disclaimer on your Adderall?
No. No, I don't think burning, itching, or oozing or weeping would...
You never know.
Oozing. Sounds like me.
Yeah.
Sounds like Puss in Boots.
So I was very confused how this whole Prince Charming scheme thing was going to work. Does he plan on making her fall in love with him by midnight? But then since Charming hasn't taken any potion, Fiona will still transform back into an ogre because her original curse was broken. I just can't see Charming being cool with being married to an ogre.
But she's not going to turn back into an ogre because the potion, which is actually called Love Potion Number 9,
cute.
That Harold is supposed to give her, is
mm-hmm.
supposed to make it so that whoever she kisses turns into her true love.
So she'd be
Which
happy
then,
with Prince Charming.
Right, so then she'd be happy
her.
With him,
oh, yeah.
And that kiss would serve two purposes. They both, like, she wouldn't turn back into an ogre because that'd be her true love's kiss, and she would love him forever for being him.
It's very well thought out.
Yeah, that seems very convoluted for a children's movie.
No plot holes.
I mean, I think basically all the little kids have to understand is that if they kiss, then it's, like, then she's going to be with him. That's basically it.
I don't know. I'm not buying it. Anyway, moving forward.
Fairy Godmother convinces Shrek that if he really loved Fiona, he would let her go. If you only love her, then you let her go. You know, okay, that song. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And live her destined life with Prince Charming. Shrek, Donkey, and Puss head to the Poison Apple. I hate it so much. They head back to the Poison Apple Bar to drink away Shrek's sorrows. Same. They hear the familiar voice of King Harold enter the bar behind them and go into a side room. So the three decide to eavesdrop outside a window. King Harold, Prince Charming, and Fairy Godmother are discussing Fiona's lack of interest in Charming, to which Fairy Godmother gives Harold a love potion to add to her drink to make her fall in love with Charming. So that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, the love potion's like a roofie, right?
Like, I think a roofie's not a love potion, though. Like, a roofie's just like a death.
I mean, if you had a roofie potion that would turn someone into, like, your love, don't you think people would use it?
As a roofie, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, as a roofie. Like, yeah, you go up to a party and you're like, if I give this girl this thing, she's going to...
That's definitely called ecstasy.
Well, she's going to fall in love with me. If we kiss before midnight, she's going to love me forever. Like, yeah, it's like a whole Harry Potter thing with those weird things that, like, Fred and George
true
sell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All that.
Romilda Vane, is that her
okay
name?
Yeah. Wow.
So...
That's, again, so many parallels to another movie that I watched this weekend. A spoiler for Thoroughbreds. I don't know if I want to spoil it because I want you guys to watch it.
What if our listeners want to...
If you don't want Thoroughbreds spoiled for you, like, first of all, why? Second of all, just fast forward, like, a minute. The psychopath girl, the girl who's, like, more of a psychopath, lets the other girl roofie her. And then the other girl goes up and murders her stepdad and then comes back down and frames the other girl. And they, like, pretend that she, like, had a psychotic break and she just doesn't remember anything. Mm. You'd actually probably like this movie because there's stuff about horses, too.
Cool. That's what matters. Okay.
Great. That's my point.
Okay.
You can come back in now if you were skipping for spoilers.
Okay.
That'd be weird.
Well, and another interesting...
Literally no one cares about anything that I've said all night.
What do you expect us to say when you spoiled a movie for us? Wow, thanks for spoiling the movie, Miranda.
Yeah, you say, oh my god, that's so interesting.
Wow, Miranda, those girls sound very fascinating.
They're
I'd love
so
to be friends with them.
Weird. No, you would not.
That's the point. Anyways.
I'm gonna leave and go get my McFlurry and then come back.
Okay, that's fine, because you didn't even do your homework and watch the Far, Far Away Idol.
Oh my god, I'm sorry, I forgot, and you got here
I texted
early.
You!
You got here early. I was already at work, and then I forgot once I came back, and I started watching The Bachelorette. And
see,
I
that's
was
your problem.
Devastated watching The Bachelorette. My skin was literally crawling. It was, like, the worst thing I've ever watched. And, yeah, I don't normally watch The Bachelorette anymore, but I watched the finale and the premiere, and that's all I need.
Okay, well, got it.
Hi. Mom!
So, in other news, something that I never, like, thought about until I was older was, like, who Prince Charming's dad was and, like, why he thinks he's so entitled to the crown. I mean, obviously he thinks he's, like, entitled to everything just because of the way, like, his mother treats him. But I believe...
And because he's hot.
Yeah. Yeah. For
same
sure. But
if
he's
I
also,
was
like...
hot, yeah. Yeah. Olivia's really hot, so she thinks she's entitled to everything.
Okay,
oh, my God.
That's
the nicest thing you've ever
it's
said
pretty
to
privileged.
Me.
It's
yeah,
I get it.
Which is a thing.
Yeah, for
ask
sure.
Ask Wawa Kent.
And I believe, as do other professional Shrekers, that
I can't.
That's not
Taylor
real.
Shrekers.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so good.
That the fairy godmother had an affair with a member of the royal family and accidentally/intentionally got knocked up, making her son royal blood, which is why he's referred to as Prince Charming instead of just Charming.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
so ooh. Here's some stuff to back me up of why I think that his dad is actually Fiona's grandpa, which is really weird because that's Lillian's dad. Yes, Miranda.
I want to say, first of all, that I think Shrek 5 should have, like, a segment that's Maori.
Yes, that, like, explains
us. I feel like they totally
us
would, too.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That would be a good plot point.
Okay, anyways, back to my evidence that I have. Is, for one, note the physical similarities between Lillian, Charming, and Artie. They all have, like, blonde hair and blue eyes and look very similar. More so than even, like, Lillian and Fiona look alike. I know that Fiona's, like, a redhead, and that comes from, like, blondes, but, like, still.
Does it?
Yeah, it has to be, like, the recessive gene.
Hmm, okay.
And this explains why his name is accompanied too, by actually. Prince.
It is. What? It is. Yeah, I was going to say.
And his dad is most likely, just because of the age of the fairy godmother, it's most likely Lillian's dad, who's now dead. And she's using this as like a way to just kind of destroy the family. This was always her intention when she had this baby, was to make sure that he got his share of the royal blood that he is half of, essentially. But the creepiest part of this would mean that Fiona and Charming are related.
Yeah.
But I mean, for like old-timey royal people, that wasn't that weird. For them to like marry relatives and...
Yeah, no, true.
Incest was not that weird for them.
Yeah, but I feel like for like a 2000s movie, that would be weird.
I mean, yeah, but like where... Why else is his name Prince Charming? And like, why does he think he's
yeah.
so
Yeah, but not the Kingdom of Far, Far Away isn't like the only kingdom,
then he's not
right?
the Prince of Duloc. That's
no,
Lord Farquaad.
Lord
Farquaad is not his dad. Lord. I will go out on a limb and say that right now.
That would be crazy.
Very interesting.
I feel like the fairy godmother probably like had a wild past. So.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like 100%. Like we need a live action of this, but not like the musical, but like Meryl Streep as playing fairy godmother.
For sure. I could definitely see her as that.
That'd be amazing.
Definitely.
Life changing.
Truly.
That evening, the Far, Far Away Ball to honor Shrek and Fiona's marriage is broadcast
what?
Throughout the kingdom as a red carpet event. I loved this. I thought this was hilarious. Pinocchio, the Gingerbread Man, Baby Wolf, and the Three Little Pigs and the Three Blind Mice are all watching. And they flipped the channel to Knights, which was a funny fairy tale version of Cop.
But like R.I.P. Joan Rivers.
Oh, that was so sad. I was
yeah.
like, oh my god, Joan. Joan Rivers is like a fashion correspondent in this version
mm-hmm.
of
Shrek. She's great.
Did she actually do the voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So then they switched the channel to Knights, which is like fairy tale version of Cops. And then they watched Shrek, Donkey, and Puss be chased and arrested. Before heading to the ball, King Harold makes Fiona and himself a cup of tea, of which the love potion's in there.
Love potion number 9.
Yeah. At the dungeon the trio is being held in, all of their friends arrive to break them out and help them get to the castle in time to save Fiona and the ball.
That cops, like the night scene, is probably my favorite scene.
Yeah,
possibly in
that
this
was
whole
super
movie.
Funny.
Like, them literally using like a pepper grinder to like grind pepper in their eyes, and then
yeah.
they get the catnip off of Puss in Boots, and he's
when,
like, it's not mine.
That's not mine.
And
that's not mine.
Like,
I'm like, y'all.
Police brutality. I was like, this is like the most timeless, best piece of like animation.
Yeah, the Puss in Boots saying it's not mine. I'm like, classic.
Like, it's so, all of it is so timeless too. Like, you could play that now and people want
to
100%
for sure.
Back.
And we did.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's amazing.
I get it.
Yeah.
And then that part where, Pinocchio's like, or someone's like, say something that like that you're not obviously not
that's
doing.
A
and
lie.
He's like, yeah, that's a lie. And he's like, I'm wearing ladies' underwear. And then he's like wearing a thong.
Oh yeah, and he's like it's a thong.
Great scene. They definitely didn't have to make that his lie, but they definitely like.
That's a funny scene, and I remember thinking that was really funny, like as a kid. Too.
Yeah, I was like, oh
yeah.
my god, he's wearing girl underwear. Like he's wearing a thong.
Yeah, it was
which
very
I was
cute.
Like, why
it's
does
like,
a why does a puppet need to wear a thong?
Need
in the
to wear
first
underwear.
Place?
Yeah, no. It was funny. It was really
does
cute.
That mean he has butt cheeks?
Does that mean he has something in the front that also grows when he tells a lie?
No.
I mean, it's on the nose.
There's no
so
way
that's how it works.
That would be pretty noticeable.
You're just oh like God. Equally like grown.
No, stop.
So the group seeks the help of the Gingerbread Man's creator, the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man, who creates a giant monster-sized gingerbread man named Mongo that helps him infiltrate that helps them all infiltrate the castle. While Mongo is unfortunately sunk in the moat, Shrek, Donkey, and the fairy tale friends make it into the ball. Charming quickly kisses Fiona and
like,
rather...
what about consent here, people? That was just, like,
I
very
think
abrupt. I was like...
Consent has... I mean, also, he's roofing his kids.
Yeah,
so,
there's
like,
a lot
that,
of boundaries crossed
consent
here.
Is a lot... has been way put out the window.
It's a fairy tale, after all.
There we go.
Yeah, exactly. Charming kisses Fiona, and rather than fall in love with him, she headbutts Charming and runs into Shrek's arms. Oh. Discovering that King Harold did not actually give Fiona the love potion, Fairy Godmother attempts to curse Shrek, but the king dives in front of him.
True hero.
The king's armor... No. The king's armor ricochets the spell back at Fairy Godmother, which disintegrates her, but King Harold is turned back into his natural form, the Frog Prince.
Bum, bum, bum.
That's so, also my natural form. I'm sorry to tell you guys this way.
So there's no way that they could have baked this giant gingerbread man that fast.
It's, no way. Like, the middle would be so mushy.
I mean, yeah, okay, they should have just called for Dragon to help. They should just call for Dragon. That would have been.
She was off being moody.
Whatever.
She's probably giving birth at this point because she's about to show up with their kids.
Whatever. Also, Fairy Godmother's rendition of Heroes, everything. I love that song, and I love her.
That's just a bop. And the fact that, like, at least my Spotify doesn't have it, like, it's, like tinted out, you know, so you can't play it, makes me really sad.
Wait, what?
If you go to, like, the Shrek 2 soundtrack, at least on mine, I can't play the Jennifer Saunders version of Holding Out for a Hero.
Do you pay for Spotify?
I do.
Oh, I was gonna say, I pay for Spotify. That shit better be on there, because I pay for that ish.
I mean, it could just be mine.
It's not on the soundtrack.
Shrek. How could that not be on
mine? Was like tinted out, like I could see it.
Speaking of the soundtrack, I just need to issue a correction that the soundtrack I was listening to when I was stuck in traffic and had to pee was not Shrek 1, it was in fact Shrek 2.
Ah,
it definitely had Funky Town on there.
Yeah, it's not even blurred out. Okay, let me see if I can't find it.
It definitely had Accidentally in Love, Changes, Changes.
Yeah,
so I like know
last
this
episode
soundtrack.
When you're like, yeah, my favorite song is Accidentally in Love. Yeah. I was like, that's
you're
not
like, that's awkward. yeah.
But while you guys are looking for this and realizing it's not on Spotify.
Wait, oh.
R.I.P.
Holding Out for a Hero is what this is called.
But we want the Jennifer Saunders version of it.
I found two separate. Oh, this is the score, but like it's not, it's really...
It's, like, really not on Spotify. And, like, sometimes you can see it on there, but it's, like, tinted out. At least on my MacBook, I want to say. Spotify people, if you're listening, we want that song. Please figure it out with Shrek 2 people.
It's so well animated, too.
Oh, yeah.
So if you didn't catch on to the fact that Prince Harold was a frog way early on, there was, like,
we also spoiled it for you last episode.
Well, I mean, there was, like, 10 points that, like, alluded to that, and I'll go through them super, super fast. Over his bed, or he has a painting of his human self standing over a pond next to his bed. His wife reminds him of their first date by the lily pond, of their first kiss, which is an allusion to Princess and the Frog, when they kiss, obviously. His bed sheets and most of his furniture are a very leafy green. Above his and Lillian's bed hangs a giant tapestry of a pond filled with lily pads. A female frog in the bar, the poison apple, asks him, "Do I know you?"
Yeah, that I think was the biggest point.
That definitely was like...
In the second watch, I was like, oh, haha, it's a female frog, and she's, like, talking to him.
He calls Lillian Lily, as in lily pad. Fairy Godmother threatens to send him back to the pond if he doesn't get Fiona and Prince Charming together and fall in love.
I noticed that.
Thank you. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
And, like, his revulsion to, like, living in a swamp hints at him, like, having lived in a swamp, so that's kind of ironic.
Oh, he was just overcompensating.
Yeah. And
these are like stretches for sure. Like some,
but like
except,
everything
like,
in this movie was like
yeah. But
very
like
well
I, it would be
out.
Very difficult to like besides the female frog. Like first time watching, there's no way I would have picked up on it.
Yeah, it's not like Incredibles 2 where you like know who the villain is immediately.
Well, that's kind of the point here.
No,
it's like
I know.
All ambiguous.
Do you remember
it's
the girl next to us who was shook when that reveal happened?
No, literally when I watched it the first time, I was like, okay, I know who the villain
is. Yeah, and when I watched it, I was like, I know who this is going to be, clearly.
That lady was like half, she was like, she thought she was on a podcast for sure.
She was on the people's couch.
Yeah, she like was all curled up, like she was like at home, she had her blankets, her snacks from home.
Man,
like,
I'm so excited for when we no longer record in person, I'm going to record in my bed every time.
Same. I'm very excited for that.
And then I'm just going to take a nap in the middle of the podcast. We're going to be like, I'm a little sleepy. And you're going to be like, you know what? I am too. And we're both going to take a nap.
What? That's fine.
All right. That's
and then
fine.
Bailey's going to come over. It's going to be weird.
Good. Come be lit.
Okay. As the clock strikes midnight, Fiona happily lets the effects of the potion wear off, and they all go back to their ogre and donkey forms. The king gives Fiona and Shrek his blessing, and everyone celebrates by singing Livin' La Vida Loca.
As you should celebrate.
Anyway. Yeah, that's the only way to celebrate. That's how I'm going to celebrate after we're finished recording this. In an added scene set after the ball has ended, Dragon flies into the party with Donkey's mutant donkey dragon babies.
Which are super cute.
I love super them. The Dronkies.
They're very
Dronkies?
Cute.
Drunkies.
Or
drank.
Dongans?
Dongans.
I mean.
Get that dongan, everyone. Okay.
What okay. else? Far, far away idol, which Bailey here insisted we watch. And
it was
only
like it
one
would
of
play.
Us did.
I mean, it
two,
would play.
Two
if you watch
did.
The movie, it would like play like right after.
Yeah, it didn't on Netflix, though. I had to find it. It was in the Swamp
yeah,
Stories.
Exactly. Which. There's
there
more Swamp
four.
Stories.
Yeah.
I suggest you watch them. They're all great.
Okay. I will definitely watch the entire catalog.
I had definitely
Shrek
seen
catalog.
This previously. Like, I remember watching
it.
Like, now,
it looks a lot longer than it is, but literally it's like half credits.
Yeah, now it says it's like 9 minutes and 11 seconds, and it stopped after like 5. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now that I'm reading all of these, I definitely remember this. Specifically, Prince Charming singing I'm Too Sexy. I definitely remember that one.
I remembered Simon Cowell, and I was like, this is weird.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is so weird. Oh, my God. Gingy along with Tinkerbell, Sugar Sugar by the Archies.
Okay,
oh,
so the plot for this, like,
we
short.
All love Riverdale.
For the short, is Shrek, Fiona, and cartoon Simon Cowell judge the fairy tale animals and people in an American Idol-style singing competition. Simon refuses to select the winner at the end and jumps on the table to belt out a dubbed version of Frank Sinatra's My Way.
That's weird.
It was, like, the greatest. I love this scene. I love it.
I need to watch this.
Yeah, I wish,
and then
like...
it was, like, less than 5 minutes.
It was, like, complete and total... Like, every piece of missed irony in the movie, they, like, were, like, we need a place for this, so they put it in this short.
So, just to recap what everyone performed, Donkey did Disco Inferno, Pinocchio did Mr. Roboto.
The worst stick song.
Doris did Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Big Bad Wolf, along with the Three Little Pigs, did Hungry Like the Wolf. Prince Charming did I'm Too Sexy. The Three Blind Mice did I Can See Clearly Now, which is a personal fave.
Yeah,
Gingy and Tinkerbell
good.
Did Sugar Sugar.
By the Archies.
Yes, thank you. Captain Hook did Hooked on a Feeling.
I thought this one was, like, for irony's sake, this one was pretty good.
That was a great
That's
one.
Funny.
But
when he
I
just,
see
like,
clearly
busts
now
and he's like,
for the Three
Hooked
Blind
on
Mice.
A Feeling. I know, yeah, well, the Three Blind Mice, yeah, for sure. But, like, when he comes in, he's just like, Hooked on a Feeling. And, like, you don't see his hook until,
yeah.
like, they, like, pan out a little bit. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's great.
And then Puss in Boots did These Boots Are Made for Walking, and Shrek and Fiona did What I Like About You.
Which
I
was
love
stupid.
The song What I Like About You.
I don't.
Okay.
So if you had to pick, who was your winner of this Far, Far Away Idol?
Probably Prince Charming.
Puss in Boots was the
best
singer, but yeah, I go Puss in Boots.
I gotta go with the Three Blind Mice. But I Can See Clearly Now.
But, like,
that
the Puss in Boots,
laugh.
He had, like, the magic boots, and they were, like, dancing along next to him. It was really cute.
That's true.
Cool.
He's adorable. And when they were, like, picking the winner, he does, like, the cute little kitty face. It was adorable. The whole thing.
Great.
Very cute. Okay, so our overall comments. My life.
I literally, Shrek was my life since I was, like, 6. So.
Shrek is love, Shrek is life.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. My overall comment, this one's definitely better than the last one, which is good. And I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it. It's better than the last one.
I loved this movie. I literally watched this movie 3 times yesterday and 1 time today. Like,
that's, I don't know how you could do that.
Yeah, that's 3 times is a
lot. I was like cleaning and doing other stuff also, but just like hearing them in the background was so comforting to me.
What would you rate it out of 5?
I
5.
Would think that would be
easily.
How you feel when you listen to our podcast, but apparently not.
Mm. What would you rate this as, Marina?
I think I gave Shrek a 4. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
it was
4.5.
All right. So
what are you giving?
I am giving it a 4.5 as well. I thought it was like pretty solid. So 4.666666.
Damn.
Which is like one of our highest rated for sure. If not the highest rated.
It should be the highest.
Nope.
It's
Mean
not.
Girls is 4.83.
Yeah,
so
I think that was 2.5s and a 4.5.
Yeah. Yeah. But this one's second.
Yeah.
Shrek 2 is better than Mean Girls. Imagine a Mean Girls Shrek 2 crossover.
Well, one is real and one's not. So, or like one's live action, one's not.
Who's your character to keep an eye on in this movie?
I don't want to go first.
Okay, I've always loved Fiona, obviously. As a little girl, I loved Fiona. Like, I wanted to be Fiona. I still have, like, a little statue of Fiona from this movie on my bed table. Like, from, like, a McDonald's toy. She's, like, in a fighting pose, too. I just wanted to be, like, as much of a badass as her.
I love that.
Like, because she stayed, like, in that beginning scene, she is the one who saves Shrek. Mm-hmm. When he steps in the rope and all that, and I was like, wow, she's such a badass.
So, like, this just popped in my head. Fiona is who Merida from Brave should have been.
Mm. Right? Like, well, maybe that's who she is.
As an ogre, though?
No, but I mean, like...
Is that because they have red hair?
Yeah, like, the red hair, and they both wear the green dresses.
Yeah.
Like, it's, okay. You know.
Fair. My character to keep an eye on is Fiona's mom. I don't remember her name, but she's still my character to keep an eye on. No, but, like, what was the character's name?
Queen.
It's really... Lilith? Lillian? Something
Lillian.
Like that.
Yeah. It's Lillian.
It's really just because I love Julie Andrews so much. Yeah,
of course. I adore her. I liked the addition of Puss in Boots in this movie. I think he makes, like, their little trio really cute. So I'm gonna go with the kitty cat.
Who?
Meow. Puss.
Who?
I don't know, though. Fiona's good, but I also really like Donkey in this movie. Like, pretty much every line that I'm like, oh my god, this is my favorite line.
I feel like Donkey's an obvious go-to, but, like, for, like, my, just, like, I think...
As a character, though?
He's, like, such a main character for me that, like...
Yeah.
You always have your eye on Donkey. Everybody knows to watch out for him, I think.
Watch out for the Donkey.
Yeah.
I think Puss is a sleeper.
Okay. So we're gonna go back and do some plugs for everything that you need to know to find us. So first of all, go to tbtamp.com for everything you need to know about the show. From there, you can find a link to our Redbubble. You can find little episode descriptions. You can actually listen to the episodes if you'd like. You know, and I mean, I don't know, it's a little weird, but you can if you want to. And then also,
While you're listening to this podcast, scroll to the bottom of your likely Apple Podcast app and select 5 stars. It's that easy to give us a good rating, and we really need them, and we
How badly do you need them?
I'm so sad.
We need them so badly. And if you really care about us, you can go the extra mile and leave us a review.
What if someone leaves you a bad review?
Still read it.
She did it on accident. She rated us 5.
No, I didn't give us a bad review, though.
No, the actual rated us 4 stars.
Yeah, and then I went back and switched it. So I think for the average, it actually... Because it's still a 5-star average, so I think it went back and...
Bailey, one thing that I'm going to need you to do is when you get home, go and steal all of your roommates' phones and go on their podcast app and rate us 5 stars.
You mean the one roommate who is definitely not home right now that is living
in the house? That's what I do every time I'm home with my friends. I take their phones and...
Give them five stars. It's important.
You're encouraging me to break the law, but that's fine.
I mean, like, hey, can I see this? Thanks.
Hey, do you want to be a homie? Thanks.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. Be sure to talk about our podcast to literally anyone that will listen, which is similar to what we were just talking about.
Spread the word like Jesus Christ or a Shrek mud mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or the Shrek mud mask, which Bailey's going to use probably again this week.
Every day.
I will.
Every day.
We'll post a picture of it on the story.
She's been wearing it for the past 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yep, and it's sweating balls off of me. The little chunks
It, like, never dried because, like, it kept getting
just
wet.
Like,
so
it's
gross.
Just like mud. Just
got this nasty. If you have anything you want to share or comment with us about the show, you can email us at tbtamp@gmail.com or slide right into our DMs on Instagram at tbtamp. We have a pretty lit Instagram, so, like, I would definitely recommend it.
It's been well lit.
Whatever. You can also follow our personal Instagram or Twitter accounts. Mine is at MacIsCheesy. That's M-A-C-K is cheesy.
Mine is at Miranda Johnson, M-A-R-A-N-D-A. Johnson. Did you just forget how to spell my name? I've never done that before. Mm-hmm. Bailey, what's your Instagram and Twitter?
My Instagram is Bailey McKenzie, BailyMckenzie.
And Bailey's Instagram is truly premium. Like, it's really good.
Thanks. I try way too hard. And if you want to read about how I try way too hard, go to notyourbae.com.
Oh my god.
Also, next week, from a request from our friends at the Podcast Rewind podcast, we will be reviewing a Goofy movie.
So to clarify, are we doing an extreme, or are you doing an extreme?
No, we're just doing the first one.
Or just the original
goofy
one?
A Goofy movie. Which is a trip and a half, let me tell you.
I'm excited.
Gotcha. That's the fishing one?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, it's
I've never watched Extremely Goofy Movie more.
That's what
yeah,
I was
for
thinking.
Sure. But I think, but I mean, it is a trip. I think the reason why I watched Extremely Goofy Movie, one, because I liked it more, two, because a Goofy movie is so fucking crazy.
Okay, great. I'm excited.
Got it.
Yeah. All right.
That's it.
Yeah. See you on Tuesday.
Toodaloo.